Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth.
Defending our borders.
He stands for justice.
Fighting the American Union.
He stands for what's right.
This is Explosive Talk Radio.
This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. I'm glad that you have joined us on this December 3rd, 2006 Sunday edition. We'll be live here for the next 2 hours, coming to you from the geographical heart of Texas, Austin, Texas, from the studios of News Radio 590 KLBJ. To all the great affiliates picking up the broadcast across the country, I salute you. I thank you. To all the listeners, welcome aboard. All right, very important show for you this evening, this afternoon. Extremely important. The dollar is continuing its slide, and the White House is trying to spin this and tell us that it's okay. We'll talk about what it's really doing to our economy. They promised that the new change in policy 4 years ago to have a, quote, weakening dollar or a devalued dollar would be good for manufacturing has proven to be the opposite. In fact, U.S. manufacturing activity weakens. This from the BBC today. U.S. manufacturing has weakened sharply in the fresh sign that the world's largest economy is slowing down, according to a key survey. Our economy grows at about 3%, less than inflation. Meanwhile, China grows at 10 to 12%, and China has even attempted to, quote, hide some of its aggressive growth for economic reasons we'll talk about a little bit later. We have over $100 billion a month trade deficit with the communist Chinese. Yes, they're worse than ever. They are the Chi-Coms, ladies and gentlemen. The Washington Post has a story today, Cure for the Sinking Dollar, a New Name. And MSNBC 3 days ago, I have the video clip, almost fell out of my seat, came out and said, oh, we need to go ahead and go to the North American Union and the Amero, it will save us. The average American has no idea what that is. The country died last year. We are now the North American Union, and they're getting ready to start telling you about the new currency. But to do that, they've got to kill the old one, and that's what's happening. It makes me sick. I can't believe the country is dying right in front of our eyes. So we'll go over these reports for you in great detail and take your calls on the subject. I see the phones are already loading up here. Toll-free number to join us, 877-590-KLBJ. That translates to 877-590-5525. Or locally in Central Texas, 836-0590. And we'll get you up and on the air. The other reports here, it's a cluster of police state reports that came out in the last 2 days, and I'm not tooting my horn. Last week I talked about this. A month ago I talked about this. I've been talking about this for 5 years because I was tracking the Total Information Awareness Network. Oh, now the AP, they deserve a Pulitzer. They're breaking something big for you. Feds rate travelers for terrorism. Without notifying the public, federal agents have been tracking the American people with computer-generated scores, rating the risk they pose for being terrorists or criminals. That's a key word, criminals. And it says the program exists, and existence was quietly disclosed earlier in November when the government put an announcement detailing the automated targeting system and tracking system, or the ATS, for the first time in the Federal Register. Remember in 2002, the convicted five-time felon, Admiral Poindexter, was bragging that every credit card purchase, every phone call, every web address, it was all being tracked by the Total Information Awareness Network, and its symbol was an all-seeing eye radiating the Earth. Can't get any more New World Order than that, a pyramid staring at the planet Earth. And whenever it came out that that was all illegal, they had to scrap the program, and I remember doing reports. I have written reports. My writers have written reports. We're doing another one right now pointing out these stories we wrote in 2002 where we showed that they had moved it to a, quote, private facility in Virginia. The Associated Press has broken the news of the private facility in Virginia. We'll be going over that for you. Oh, thank you, AP. You're so incredible. And again, I do respect AP. They do a lot better than a lot of newspapers and mainstream television and radio. But I'm just so tired of knowing what's going on, warning the people. Again, North American Union, been talking about it for over 10 years. Oh, I'm crazy. Now Lou Dobbs, Washington Post. But the Washington Post says it's a good idea. Lou Dobbs, to his credit, says it's a bad idea. You know, even Glenn Beck now is talking about it. U.S. government terror ratings draw outrage. The AP, a day after they, quote, broke the news of how we're all being rated as terrorists in the system, came out and talked about the incredible outrage over this. We'll be covering that report. Another report here out of CNET News, Declan McCullough, breaking the big story. Again, they've been doing this with regular telephones for over 40 years, even G. Gordon Liddy. In fact, I learned about that from G. Gordon Liddy about 10 years ago on the radio, and I went and looked it up, and lo and behold, it was true. They use the receiver in your house. They dial in, not when you're on the phone, but they have a way of clicking in and listening to it when it's in the cradle. Well, it's the same thing with cell phones. Remember 2-3 years ago when Bush did that surprise visit on to Baghdad Airport and had the fake plastic turkey, and they reported that he was bringing them succulent turkeys and they're really eating MREs, and it was just a totally staged event. Well, they met at Crawford, the reporters got on board, and they confiscated their cell phones and took the batteries off. And they said because they could be tracked and used as audio listening devices, and that's absolutely true. Here it is, FBI taps cell phone mics as eavesdropping tool. 2 years after I reported it, they admitted they used the OnStar system to listen to you. And by the way, they use computers to do it for keywords. Then, 3 months ago, Google, and this is in their own press release, they're very proud of it, and it made their stock go up, said they're going to use the cameras and microphones that are being put on all new computers and that are on most existing computers for at least the last 4 years to use computers to listen to what you're saying and sell psychological algorithm and marketing database information on you. So we'll be getting into that. Oh, and the new passport rules. I remember growing up hearing about the Soviet Union, and I had family in government and military, talking about how horrible they were, how their people in the Eastern Bloc had to have a passport to leave their country. That's right. It's easy for illegals to get in. It was in the AP, 3 weeks ago, that over 500, just type in five, top lending. It was some headline. I read it on air. What was the headline? It was top lenders target immigrants, and then it had the big bank head saying, oh, we don't even ask for ID now for housing loans for the illegals. And, of course, I've been in the bank and witnessed it. I mean, they're like gods. We're just total slaves here. Well, guess what? They can come in now, but if you want to leave to go to Canada, Mexico, anywhere, you now have to have a passport. But wait, there's more. Normally, if you had a criminal indictment or an arrest warrant out or they wanted to question you or an APB, then you couldn't leave. Now Homeland Security, with the Trusted Traveler Program, will decide if you can leave the country. No judge, no jury, no court. This is Nazi Germany. This is the Soviet Union. So I thought we would go over that report for you as well. So the plunging dollar, total surveillance, total slavery, total Big Brother. We'll go over that. And then Hillary is now saying basically that she's going to run for president. I am just, when you think things can't get any lower, they do. The warmongering, Big Brother, police state, liberal, she's for everything Bush is for, and she's anti-gun, and she wants an even more open border, if that's possible, than Bush. Her voting record is almost identical to his policies. It's just that she's a Democrat, and she's a very distasteful person, and I hate her guts. It's unbelievable. Also, Fury is genetically modified potatoes, given go-ahead in UK. We'll go over all of that as well. I'm going to talk about Apocalypto. I know the Gibson family, and I don't know why that matters. The point is I just want to comment on Mel Gibson, his new film Apocalypto coming out, and some of the things that are developing there here on this transmission. So as you can see, it's quite a broadcast we've got lined up for you. Dirk in Vegas disagrees with me about the dollar and gold, whatever that means. So we'll talk to him first when we get back, and then I'll detail the dollar, police state, and all the rest of it. Stay with us, my friends, as we defend the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. This is the new syndicated broadcast out of the studios of News Radio 590 KLBJ in Austin, Texas. Infowars.com.
Hey, ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products in education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with a total transformation.
After a total transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Here, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
It's not about right versus left. It's about right versus wrong. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now at 1-877-590-5525. Now, here's Alex Jones.
Yes, thank you so much for joining us on this Sunday evening. I guess Sunday afternoon and sometimes on Sunday morning. Hell, over in Australia, it's Monday. Got callers all over the planet. We're going to go to Dirk, and then we'll go talk to Paul, Rebecca, many others. The dollar is plunging. The average yuppie in America doesn't know what that means. but some poor immigrant from Mexico does because they've lived through it. The dollar, the world benchmark since the 1940s, and then that was codified with the Bretton Woods Agreement, has been the world reserve currency. It's why we can live, in many cases, beyond our means. It's why we can run giant trade deficits. We have this fiat currency the world accepts. It's not happening now, my friends. And I'll detail this more in the next segment. But right now, good old Dirk in Las Vegas says that he disagrees with me, so he goes to the head of the line. That's right. Unlike a lot of these other national shows who censor your calls, the call screeners won't let cogent people who disagree through. And believe me, I've been behind the scenes. I've witnessed it. No. We can defend our ideas. You go to the head of the line here, you see, because I'm a real conservative. Okay, and I truly believe in the Republic and the Bill of Rights, and I hate Hillary Clinton and I hate George Bush, but I tell you what, I hate the New World Order puppeteers, the people that control the marionettes a lot more. I don't get distracted by the puppets like George Bush and Hillary, who are all in business together. So, Dirk, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, thanks, Alex. You know, Friday you had that Ted Anderson character on your show, and you're talking about gold and all that, and while I agree that people should invest in gold, there were a few lies that took place. One of them was you said Ted's markup was only about 7 to 8%, and he was talking about selling a 1984 $10 Olympic for $455. That coin is actually 317, so that's a 44% markup. So 7 8% versus 44%.
Okay, so you're not really debating the dollar. You're not really here discussing things. You're here basically making stuff up because that's a collector coin. I mean, you might be able to find somebody on the planet. I believe what you just mentioned was at melt. But see, collector coins have a collector value. Like I've got a couple of little silver doubloons in a safety deposit box. That Spanish doubloons that are worth more than, say, a brand new American gold coin of the same weight, and it's silver, it's not gold. So, boy, that's really interesting. It said here that you disagree with me about the dollar and gold, sir. So that's a little confusing. A nice try there, sir, inventing things. More straw men. Let's go ahead and talk to Rebecca, and that is another call. Oh, she just hung up right as I was about to go to her. Okay, well, let's go ahead and talk to Paul then. Paul, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Can you hear me okay here?
I can hear you great. How are you doing in Vancouver?
Very good. It's a little bit of snow here. It's very disgusting. But, yeah, no, I just had a couple questions. Okay, I've been digging here, and I need to know, was China... Communist China funded by the elite to basically
to quell
the people to make slaves to
yes
you know
yes our government Russia. With the British it's now I mean I knew this 10-15 years ago. The old timers were writing books about it in the mid 1950s, a few years after it happened, but I have seen on the History Channel on a special about the CIA, the former CIA section chief admit that the USA put Mao Zedong into power, and the official communist Chinese numbers, what they say is they killed 60 million of their own people.
Okay, so basically, it's all been planned out. They got all their slaves ready. And
then they use it as an economic engine to destroy the middle class in the West and destroy our industrial base. And only select global corporations can do the big deals in China and then leverage out all their competition. It is business warfare against the free peoples and independent corporations and sole proprietorships in the world.
Okay, thank you for clearing that up.
It's called mega global monopoly men creating monopolies. The people that run our country are not for free markets. They're about knocking out any competition, putting in police states to then control countries they've dominated.
Okay, thank you for that. That's
what the New World Order is.
Quick comment about the NAU here. Is there anything good that could actually come from that? Because I know there's a whole lot of bad that will come from it if they set it up. But is there anything possibly good that could come from that?
Well, first off, we have to have a real debate about the North American Union, and I appreciate your comments and your question. First, we have to be honest with the American people and the Canadians and the Mexicans people that We are now in a North American Union. It isn't over the hill. It isn't almost here. They have been quietly setting it up. Well, take an article out of the Asian Times a few weeks ago. They have this organization. Oh, I forget the exact name of the 10 trading partners in Asia. Something like the Association of Asian Countries and Leaders. But you can Google it. The point is, it was all over the foreign news a little over a month ago, I guess, more than 3 weeks ago. And they came out and they said, we're now forming the Asian Union. And they said we, 10 years ago, started between the 10 nations, began setting up the preliminaries, but now we're announcing it's official, we're going to vote, we're going to make the decisions between the 10 of us. Okay? And it's the same thing with the European Union. At the end of World War II and then in the early 1950s, and now the Bilderberg Group, this big global management body, has even bragged to the BBC about this. Just type Bilderberg into Google and click news or click web. It's one of the top links is BBC reports on it. And they bragged that at their first meeting in 54, they set out to form the European Union. And they bragged and admitted that they couldn't come right out and say we're gonna get rid of sovereignty, get rid of the French franc, get rid of the Deutsche Mark, get rid of all these countries' currencies and their governments' control, the people's control. So they called it an economic community, trade pacts, free trade. They said, oh, we'll all team up together and pool our resources and this will help. Well, of course, now it hasn't. And last year, they finally let Europeans vote on final EU expansion, and over 70% in the countries that had votes voted against it, and now EU expansion has failed, but then the bureaucracies, right after the vote failed, said, we don't care, we're going to go ahead through the bureaucracies of the central governments of France and Germany and the other 15 members, I guess it'd be the other 13, there's 15 members currently, they're trying to include Turkey right now, and eight more Eastern Bloc nations, bringing it well into the high 20s. So all of this is happening, and they can't just come right out and say it. They just do it. And of course, the American people don't even want, quote, more trade deals, which merge our governments. And so now, under the Security and Prosperity Partnership, they clearly say in their own documents, as CNN has covered, you can go read it for yourself, SPP.gov, that they are merging the bureaucracies, merging Social Security, merging police, military. U.S. troops are going to secure Mexico's southern border with Guatemala. So, no, there's nothing good about it for the people. You see, the reason they want to set up world government is that when they set up new institutions, they set it up with no due process, no liberties, no freedom. And you go read the charters of all these organizations, there is no liberty. The people are slaves. We'll be right back with more calls.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Next, people who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones is deep in the heart of Texas, and he wants to talk to you. Toll free at 877-590-5525. Now, here's Alex Jones.
We got calls here from California, Georgia, Vegas, and right here in Central Texas. We'll be taking your calls coming up here in a few minutes. But let me first get into the dollar. Most Americans, though this is starting to change, don't know that a private bank took over the United States in 1913. They came in, they bought off a bunch of politicians. It's all on the record. On December 23rd, 1913, just a few senators voted it through like they've done so many times. And they then also voted through an income tax, which they then had a false ratification of in the states. That's now been documented, that the 16th Amendment was never ratified, to have that taxing mechanism. You see, these central bankers, only a handful of families own the private IMF, the private World Bank, the private Ex-Im Bank. These are admittedly private. And the Federal Reserve only has about 10 families that own the majority of its privately held secret stock. The Federal Reserve is as private as, say, Federal Express or Federal Cleaners or Federal Vacuums or Federal paper. There is nothing federal about it. Now, they instruct the Treasury on how much money to print, and there's only about 1.5, and this number is a few months old. They say that they're even debasing that. There's only 1.5% actual paper currency in the banks or in your mattress. 1.5% actual paper for the zeros and ones on the balance sheet in the Federal Reserve's banking system. And what they do is, the Treasury, when we were taken over, America was taken over by a private banking cartel. The deal was, and it's mainly owned by the British royal family, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, also own a large portion of it. There's also some German and Dutch royalty involved, Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands. And this is even in major, you know, publications. I mean, now it's pretty mainstream. 10, 15, 20 years ago, it was a big secret. Maybe one in 50 knew it. Now more like 5 out of 10 know about it. So I'm kind of preaching to the choir here. And for a dollar to be created, the American people go into a dollar of debt. Now, in the past, the government had silver and gold, and then even when they got us off of those standards, there was at least still fiat paper currencies that were just issued by governments. Well, not in this country and not anymore. For the privilege to use a symbol of exchange, they literally take over the world. Private corporations own and control the mints of the planet. There are just a little over a dozen, quote, rogue nations in the world. Iran, Venezuela, whether these countries are good or bad, Somalia, Malaysia, whether they're good or bad, I'm not debating that. They are, quote, rogue because they don't have the private central banks there owning them and running them. And so the New World Order creates a system where they don't want you to do well in business. They don't want the economy to do well. They want to get you over-leveraged into debt. Have you ever noticed that when you're in college and totally broke and eating ramen noodle, that you get credit cards sometimes in college? I mean, I was dirt poor every day, but usually 4 or 5 a week. Well, now that I am fiscally responsible and out of debt, I had a credit card a few years ago. I guess it was a few years ago, like 8 years ago with Bank One. And they said, well, you're not really using it. And when you do and you pay it right down, we're canceling your card. And I called up and they said, well, you just don't fit the profile of who we want. Okay, I just had it for emergencies, or I just had it, you know, to rent a car. You got to have a credit card. I mean, I got a American Express now, and they've called up asking, well, and then one time I wanted to pay a big bill. I was renting a hotel in L.A. for, you know, thousands of people, and it was like $20-something thousand. And I had a limit that big, and I called them up, and they go, well, you never use money. You never paid anything back because you never use it. So I had to wire money there. So they don't want people like me because I'm not in debt other than my house. They do not like it. No. They have trained us how to get into debt. The debtors' prisons are back, folks, and this is the system we're going into. So all we had left as a country was just a few things. We had our houses, and so people double and triple mortgage them, living on those, and now the housing bubble has begun to drop. And what's even scarier is home sales have sped up. People are having to sell their houses now to live on the money. But at the same time, the housing prices are dropping. Now it's over 24% in the last year. 2 weeks ago, it was 17% and some change. So now there is a plunging, and it's starting in Texas, in Florida, in Massachusetts, in key bellwether states where you always see a real estate market serious contraction. Now, I still think real estate's good. Why? Because there's no inherent value in your fiat dollar. They can devalue it down to nothing. It's worth 1.5 cents what it was worth in 1913. And so even if the housing market's double overvalued in some places like Manhattan, triple, quadruple, San Francisco, places like that, certain areas of Miami, so what? At least you've got some tangible, real value in it. If you're not indebted and leveraged, if you're leveraged, you're in deep trouble. And most of these, you know, these little overnight millionaires are really in millions of dollars of debt if the market tanks. And ladies and gentlemen, it's happening right now. And I've been warning you for years. Get out. Get out. Get out while you can if you're leveraged. If you're not leveraged, sure, stay in. I mean, I've been buying gold, just a coin or two here and there, and burying it or putting it in the safety deposit box over the years. And I was buying it when it was $300 an ounce. And you know what? When it went over 750, I didn't sell any of it. It went back down to 500 and something. Now it's going over 650. You see, because to me it is a hedge. And I have kept a little bit of money in the bank because I'm so busy I don't have time to mess with it or buy something with it because I'm not really into possessions. I'm not even into this stuff. To me, money is just like fuel in my gas tank to fund the operation against the globalist, or I guess, you know, fill my belly up full of food. I'm not into all the pomp and signets of power and the pettiness, but at the same time, it is angering to know that we've had over a 45% devaluation in the dollar since the euro launched in 2000, with the euro trading at 83 cents to the dollar. Now, what is it, 133 against the dollar. So you average that together, that is a huge 40-plus percent drop against the euro. It's even worse with the pound. The pound is now $2 to the dollar. And I have two British employees who are great employees, Steve Watson and Paul Watson, two brothers over there in England, one in Sheffield, one in London. And it isn't pretty, folks. I mean, I can barely pay them now, and I've had to pay them more because it's, I'm paying them in pesos. Okay? So, I mean, that, basically, that's what's happened here. And so now I have the Washington Post here, cure for a sinking dollar. If it were not bad enough that the aura of the American military has been diminished by the war in Iraq, now the flagship of American economic power, the USS dollar, is sinking. And the article goes on to say the government, its claims are trying to help it, but then they admit here in the article, which I appreciate by this author. Who's the author here? Actually, something true. Doesn't even, oh, that's weird. That's from the editorial staff. Doesn't even say who wrote it. That's weird. Well, you know it's scary stuff when they don't want to put their name on it. It says, in reality, the Bush administration, like the Clinton administration, hasn't done much to of substance to strengthen the dollar. Treasury officials, Democrat and Republican, have moved towards the laissez-faire monetary policy that economists like. Actually, we wrote an article last week, Paul Watson and I, 3 days ago, headlined, Dollar Fall as Catalyst for Predatory Global Government. And we have the quotes by Treasury Secretary Snow and others saying they wanted a weak dollar. I was in a Kansas City hotel room, I'll never forget it, in 2003, early 2003. I was going to give a big speech to a crowd there. And I was watching CNN, and I saw Snow say that, well, we're glad the dollar's dropping. We think it's good. And I almost fell out of my seat. He went on to say it was good for manufacturing. If you have manufacturing, it might be, but our manufacturing has been debased over 80%. And then I got the BBC right here. U.S. manufacturing activity weakens. I mean, we got the perfect storm. But when we get back, I'll tell you why they did it. It's been done by design, why the globalists did this, and what the master plan is. And then in 5 years, you'll tune in and say, oh, I heard you say that. We'll be right back. We'll also talk about...
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helped. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot. No matter what the reason, you can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer.
Visit bedfan.com. That's bed, F, AN.com.
Did you know you have been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have better than a 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration and credit repair and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. It's really quite easy. Go to 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 1- 1-800-250-1591. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
When you love what you do, it's impossible not to be successful doing it. So when it comes to investing your life into a franchise opportunity, how do you know you'll find a franchise that you'll absolutely love? We're Franchise Revenue Systems. Our passion is finding the perfect franchise opportunity to meet your passion and financial resources. If you're a young entrepreneur looking to find that modest seed you can nurture into a lifetime of wealth, we'll help you find it. If you're a seasoned business pro ready to go big time on your own, we'll work big time to help you find it. Call today and get a free guide revealing the top secrets to starting a franchise. It's yours free with our compliments. Love what you do. Let us help. Give us a call today and get your guide to the top secrets to starting a franchise free as our gift to your entrepreneurial spirit. Call 1-800-922-6939. 1-800-922-6939. 1-800-922-6939.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
It's not about right versus left. It's about right versus wrong. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
All right, welcome back. Now, I'm one of these weird people. When I learned that there was a plan for a world government, a plan to get rid of my country, a plan to take my firearms, a plan to have national compulsory service for at least 4 years of my life and my children's lives when I plan to have them in the future, which I now have, I said, I'm going to fight these people. And I read Trilateralist Commission publications. I read the UN Charter, the Declaration of Human Rights, that actually says you have no rights. I found out about their plan. So for all these years, many of you have been listening to me when I was on that other station, you know, 10-plus years ago, I told you this would be the operation. Set up the European Union, then it would rise when the euro launched in 2000. It would then devalue the dollar because it wouldn't be as old a currency that had been devalued over time. They plan to devalue it as well, but it'll take decades. And then that would cause the dollar to plunge, and we wouldn't have our fiat currency anymore that could still buy all these, you know, slave goods from China and plastic American flags that have been desecrated that Americans crave so much. And so then from that point, they would say, oh, look, the euro has worked so well that we need to have something called the Amero that will then counter it. And then they'll have currency spikes, devaluation, inflation. Then they'll have these wars. They'll have the Asian Union, and they'll play the currencies off against each other. And then after a decade of that, they'll say, oh, this is just too terrible. We've got to go ahead and globalize and peg the number to a certain set value that's set by the private central banks and their front consortium, IMF World Bank. And then from that point, we'll have a global currency. And I knew all that because they said it. They wrote it. Okay. And now that's happening. So they're devaluing the dollar. And I'm sure it'll go back up again a little bit and then go back down a little bit. But over time, they've got to kill the dollar. And if we didn't trust what David Rockefeller and the Trilateral Commission promised to do back in the 70s when they founded it, and it has the elite banking and economists of the world as members of it today, if we didn't trust these evil men and their promises, well, now it's confirmed. MSNBC, I have the transcript up on PrisonPlanet.com. WorldNet Daily wrote a report about it as well. And they're up there saying, oh, the answer is the Amero. It will come in and it will help buoy us against the euro. We've got to join forces with Latin America. We've got to merge our currencies with them. And then as a bigger trading bloc, we can fight with Europe. when meanwhile the central banks that run Mexico, that run the U.S., and run Canada, the very same shareholders control those same central banks. It's a Ponzi scheme. They are manipulating the currency against the people. They have taken the money you had in the bank, and they have devalued it by over 45% in the last 6 years. But by the way, the public devaluation of the dollar on the currency boards, on the currency trading markets, does not reflect the true devaluation. You know, I said that the dollar's worth 1.5 cents, and it's that was a few months ago. I'm told the numbers are worse. I haven't had time to look them up. I'm told it's more like 1.3 right now, but I heard that from a caller. I have to go look it up. I know it's 1.5. Okay. Now, outgoing Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan said when he left earlier this year, and he handed it over to Bernanke, that, yes, they doubled the money supply in the last 6 years. Because back then, remember, it was worth 3 cents. It was actually 3 cents of its original value, and they had about 3% actual paper currency out there compared to actual zeros and ones on ballot sheets. Okay, well, Nen Bernanke said when he got into his new 10-year term about 9-10 months ago, he started a little bit late. He said that they were going to double it again, but not in 6 years, in 2 years. Then they made the M3 money supply number secret. That is, how much new debt they're issuing. So our economy is based on debt. It's designed to be a black hole where the lion's share of you lose and go basically into debt. But don't worry, in the new economy, in the new police state, you're going to have make-work jobs, police state jobs, military jobs. And that's why all the big new scholarships at UT and A&M, just right here in Texas, you know, the biggest new scholarship group is Homeland Security. See, they're going to ensure it's a police state because that's going to be the only jobs you're going to have. They're going to have a national draft. They won't call it that. They're going to call it national service. They're going to call it, it's just so sick to see their plan. And the very people that are orchestrating the destruction of our borders, the destruction of our sovereignty, they are the very people that will pose as our saviors. You see, that's the great thing for the New World Order, these global private banking families. It's a global crime syndicate. Is they orchestrate the crises. They admit they do it in their own publications, knowing you and I never read them. And then they then pose as your savior, and their next solution is just something that actually makes it worse in the next 5 to 10 year phase of the program. And then again, they pose as the savior and blame scapegoats for some young stock trader on some mercantile exchange in Malaysia. Oh, that's why there was a crash. I mean, they are so slick. In 1929, there were fortunes made and made again and made again. That was a consolidation. Winston Churchill wrote in his memoirs that he was taken into the New York Stock Exchange by the Secretary of State, and this is in his book, I ought to pull the quote up and read it, and said, "Watch our power." And they showed him the crash, ladies and gentlemen, when he was just a member of Parliament. So this is how they operate. This is what they do. But, oh, I know, all the experts told you invest in Enron, Global Crossing. Don't invest in gold. Why, the stock market's up 5% in the last 6 years, and gold's doubled. Basically, you know, oh, don't listen to people. Oh, but now the mainstream says, okay, invest in gold, but don't take physical possession of it. No. Take a receipt from the old gold merchants. Yes, the original fractional reserve banking scam. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve in North Carolina. Steve, you are on the air. Welcome, sir.
Hey, Alex. I was just going to let you know that I was in the bank yesterday, Navy Federal Credit Union, cashing a check, and they had signs up that said thumb scan necessary to cash check. And I asked the teller when I got up there about it.
Yeah, now they don't take an ink print. Now it's a biometric scan, and they're putting those in at all the DMVs under the National ID card line.
Yeah, I asked her, I said, what's up with the thumb scan? She said, well, if I was to write a check to someone else and they wanted to cash a Navy Federal check, they would have to provide a thumb scan and two forms of ID.
Oh, you say a Navy Federal check. Are you're in the military?
Yes.
Now let me add the caveat. Now, I reported on this 5 years ago when I first saw it happen. I talked about our family friend who manages the biggest apartment complex in Austin. She was told at the corporate meeting in Dallas, we're here to let the immigrants stay. Let them stay, tend to a house. But if any American has anybody extra staying, kick them out. We're being paid by the feds to do this. Did you know then that the AP reported 3 weeks ago that illegal aliens don't have to show any ID at over 500 banking institutions to get a bank account or to even get a housing loan? But you, as a United States Marine, because that's what it says here on my board, you're a Marine, you told us that you can't do it. You've got to give more and more ID, and guess what, brother? You're not going to be able to leave the country, not just without a passport, but if the feds want to block you leaving. In the past, they had to claim some criminal thing or go to a judge to get an order. Now, any executive branch officer can go into the computer and block you from leaving. Does that sound like land of the free, home of the brave?
No, it doesn't. But they already have my thumb scan on file. But if say I wrote a check to my father and he wanted to cash my check, he would also have to provide that.
Well, you know, people always say, well, they've already got my thumbprint. Look, in 93, executive order, the real national ID card system went in. They just announced it to you now. In fact, local ABC News here was going, your national ID card, just 2 days ago on the local news, KVUE. Sir, they've had thumb scanners in Texas since 93. And I talk to Texans, and I go, did you know we were the pilot state for the national ID card now law under the Real ID Act of 2005? And they go, I didn't thumb scan. I go, you don't remember the little black box, the red light? They go, oh, is that what that was? And I talk to DMV employees. Guess what it says on the other side of the screen? It says national ID number, and it said that for at least 4 years on the computer inlay before it was even law. Let me ask you a question. What is it like to know that the illegals don't have to show ID to get houses, but you have to thumbprint, sir, to cash your check?
I think it's a little outrageous. Personally, they've got all my fingers scanned already, but I don't believe my father should have to go into his thumb should have to go into a database just for him to cash a check, because in the future he could be a criminal.
Sir, with the new national sales tax Neil Bortz and others are pushing, you'll always thumb scan.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For you.